Welcome to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. Each week, this program airs interviews with people from Chicagoland, people who represent organizations offering important services in the WJCH listening area. Your host is Virginia Bean, who now introduces today's guest.
His Wheels International is a bicycle service organization. They assist Christian mission organizations in providing bicycles and bicycle expertise to nationals both in the United States and throughout the world. We're talking today with Alice Tyson, founder and executive director of His Wheels International based in Wheaton, Illinois. Welcome to the program, Alice.
Well, thank you, Virginia. Thank you for having us on a second time.
Yes, we did in fact talk at a previous time, and some of our listeners have already had the opportunity of donating bicycles to your organization. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with you, could you review how His Wheels International first got started?
Yes, I'd love to. It was back in at Christmas of 2004 when I was invited over to a dinner party with some members of my church, and there was guests there, John and Carolyn Lutenbeka from Tanzania, and they were studying at the Wheaton Grad School, and I asked them, how can our church help your ministry in Tanzania? And after only a moment's hesitation, the husband replied, if every family in the church gave, each $100 gift would purchase a new bike, and that bike would allow a traveling evangelist to reach 5 villages. And a village can be up to a day's walk from another village. I was just ecstatic because I had biked on 4 continents, and my goal was to bike all 7 continents. And he went on to say a few other things, but I was stuck on that item. And so I went home that night and began to pray, and the Lord challenged me to give the price of my bike that I had bought to take cross-country tours, to give the price of my bike to buy bicycles in Tanzania. And so I gave that amount, and within 1 week, the whole $1,200 returned, and more than that, anonymously, and I had not shared what I had done. So that's where His Wheels began from. And then the next fall, I had a couple from Nigeria, a missionary couple from Nigeria, and the husband was sharing in church, and the Lord again challenged me to give a bike. And when I say give a bike, I mean the cost of my bike. And so I gave, and from there, we bought bicycles in Nigeria. We bought about 5 hand-pedaled cycles for those paralyzed with polio, and then we bought 5 bicycles for seminary students who were going out to do their seminary internships. So they became the property of the college. From there, a 94-year-old friend of mine challenged us to incorporate. So in the winter of 2005, we met with a group of about 10 or 15 to see if His Wheels was a viable option to incorporate. And we incorporated in May of 2005, and then we received our 501c3 IRS tax-exempt status that dated back to May of 2005. So we've been in existence for 16 months.
As a corporation?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the people who actually receive the bikes that are donated through the ministry. Are they healthy or are they disabled? Tell me a little more about them.
Well, we've done several different projects. In some of the projects that we've done, we've gotten bikes to evangelists in Tanzania by buying those bikes, as I said earlier, in Tanzania. So those are lay pastors and evangelists. So they are, I assume, healthy people who are using it to proclaim the Word of God. And then we have also gotten them to these individuals in Nigeria who have been paralyzed by polio, and this helps them get off of the street from begging and sometimes to be able then to make a living by carrying wares on their bicycles. We also partnered with Rise International and have sent a few bikes on two separate occasions with them to Angola, Africa, where they're being used by educators, and then these educators are nationals who teach at the schools. And we just began a new partnership with an African leader in Kenya, and again, a student from Wheaton College who is, he was one of the grad students, and he's just been appointed archdeacon, which is the highest honors in the Anglican Church of a canon in Kenya. And so we have given him money for 12 bikes, and what he's going to be doing is this fall, he's going to be training lay church leaders, and at the end, he will present them with a bicycle to better equip them for ministry to the remote areas where cars cannot reach. And he said to us, the bikes will do much more than what anyone can imagine. So those are our overseas projects. Here in the United States, we have done several things. We partnered with Naperville Presbyterian Church this summer, and with their partnership, they have delivered 44 bicycles to the Katrina area. It's the Holly Grove area in New Orleans to the Trinity Christian community under the direction of Kevin Brown. And Naperville Presbyterian Church has done mission trips down there for 5 years or 5 or 6 mission projects. I don't know how many years it's been over. And so they have a relationship with the church. So people from Naperville Presbyterian Church joined forces and repaired these bikes. And there's another 60 bikes that are ready to be shipped down and are hoping to go in September. So those are two of the projects. The other projects is we've served refugees and immigrants from 18 countries through a partnership with World Relief DuPage. So those are immigrants and refugees who've come to America who need transportation to get to work, to get to the library, to get to school, to learn English, to go to the store. And we've provided over 127 bicycles this year to refugees and immigrants. We've also provided bikes to missionary families. I live in the Wheaton area, and our ministry is in the Wheaton area. And in the Wheaton area, there's several mission organizations, and there's missionary housing close by. And we've provided bicycles to missionary families that represent 28 countries and 22 different mission organizations since our inception back in May of 2005. We also partnered with an Eagle Scout candidate in Glen Ellen and 20 young men from his Boy Scout Troop 46. And they spent over 100 hours repairing bicycles and distributed over 20 bicycles to World Relief. In addition, we've served international students from Wheaton College and other colleges. And these international students represent 9 countries. And then at Christmas last year, we partnered with a pastor in Chicago Heights and provided 29 bicycles that were distributed as Christmas presents to children in need. So our projects have been quite versatile and have represented the spectrum of people who are abled to those who have some disabilities.
With all of the bikes that you have distributed, do you have a number of how many bikes you may have distributed overall last year?
Yes. Last time we were on the air, you asked, how big do you hope to get? And we've surpassed my goals of giving away 100 bikes. And now that my goals are out of the way, we're on to God's goals for His Wheels. And we have distributed, since His Wheels inception, we have distributed 337 bikes. This year alone, in the U.S., we've distributed 233. 44 are serving nationals in Africa. And in the last 4 months, we've had 108 different volunteers help us out to the tune of 904 volunteer hours. So we've definitely grown over the last year.
So God's vision of His Wheels International was much larger than the one that Alice Tyson had.
Yes.
We are, in fact, talking with Alice Tyson, founder and executive director of His Wheels International, based in Wheaton, Illinois. Alice, for those of our listeners who may not be able to stay to the end of the program to hear contact information or they have a specific question, how would someone call you?
Our phone number is 630-510-1005.
Give that to us again so we're sure of the numbers.
Again, that number is 630-510-1005.
If someone would like to drop a note to you through the mail, is there a mailing address we might have?
Yes. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 423, and that's Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Again, it's P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. And our website, if someone would like to see what we're doing, our website is www.hiswheelsintl, abbreviation for international, .org. So it's hiswheelsintl.org.
Alice, talk for a little bit about some of the disabilities of the people who receive the bikes that you give. How severe are these disabilities?
Well, I was stunned when I saw the people who received the bicycles in Nigeria who struggle with polio. Sometimes I've been used to seeing people who walk maybe with a limp here in America who have had residual effects of polio. But over there, they walk, they have this, I'd like to call it a hand shoe. So it's a piece of wood that they hold on to with their hands. And they walk on their hands, kind of pulling their feet behind them. And people can be found for miles walking in this way. We gave these bikes through this missionary in Nigeria. And since that time, we have shown it to many leaders, either national leaders in these African countries, or missionaries who have served in many different countries. And they've seen it, and they said, wow, there's a real need for this type of bicycle or tricycle overseas. And so I was at a party a year ago, and I was thinking, well, maybe I'll go to school and learn how to weld and try and design a bike. But God knew better than that. He knew that was way out of my field. And I was at a party sharing this story with a young man who I didn't know, and he said, listen, I'm a mechanical engineer. Can I design, build, and pay for the prototype? And after the prototype was designed last summer and it was out rolling around and we've had many people here in the U.S. try it, I asked him, how much do you think that would have cost us if we had shown up at your door to have it done? And he said, well, a prototype can cost anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000.
Oh, my.
So we have just completed our second prototype, and it was really a cool thing. I was at church about a month ago and had ridden my bike to church, and there was a guy who parked his bike next to me, and I engaged him in conversation only to find out he was a refugee from Armenia, had only been here 2 months. I found out that he was very mechanically inclined. And so the next day, we were beginning to teach a missionary how to build our three-wheel hand-pedaled bike so that potentially he could take it back to his field. And I invited this refugee to join us from Armenia. And so it was a beautiful thing. We almost recreated here in America what we hope will one day go on overseas. And that's a missionary who may teach a national or use our plans or some parts of our plans to facilitate the building of these bicycles overseas so that they can serve the disabled there. That's one way that we have worked with the disabled. Another way is this summer we had some children who actually it was a missionary child who said, when he came to pick up a bike, he said, I love mechanics. Could I just come over and help fix bikes? And so I thought, yeah, why not? Well, he can't wreck it in any way. So he came, and then other children came. And one day I had a five-year-old who said, when is five-year-old camp starting? And he wanted to come over and help with bikes. So he, too, came over and did a few things. And one of my friends from church is a young man who has Down syndrome, and he loves bikes. And so he's come over this summer and helped us repair bikes, doing whatever he is able to do. He's a great sorter, and when you get a bunch of bike parts, you need them sorted. And he's very meticulous at it. And so he sorted bike parts, and when he's over, for some reason, he just loves this three-wheeled hand-pedaled bike. And matter of fact, this summer, he brought his mother over and showed her the bike, and he had just come back from Johnny and Friends camp, and he said, next summer, let's take it to Johnny and Friends. So he wants to take our three-wheel hand-pedaled bike to Johnny and Friends. And boy, did that touch my heart, because they say about ministries to the disabled that it's not a ministry until the disabled are involved. And we're all disabled in some way, and we need each other. And so we're grateful that we've had the opportunity to develop this bike with the help of Fox River Design, located in Winfield. And the executive director of that is Kevin Nikolich, who has built and designed our bikes and continues to do so.
Well, now you have been referring to a three-wheel bike, but would you give us a little more information about what makes this three-wheel trike or bike unique?
Yes. Well, the three-wheel trike that we have designed has two wheels in the back and then one wheel in the front. Now, the front wheel is attached to the top of that is a pedal system. Basically, we've cut the crank system or the pedal system of a two-wheel bike out of a two-wheel bike, and we've welded it at the top of the front wheel along a long shaft. And then you pedal with your hands. Your feet are out in front of you on a platform down below, and it's a coaster brake. So if you remember your old no-speed first bike, when you went backwards, it stopped the bike. So this bike is pedaled and turned all through the system of the shaft that goes down to the front wheel. So it allows people who may have no legs or so an amputee or someone who has we had someone with spina bifida on the bike try it out last week. We've had someone with a prosthesis try it out. So it allows all these people the opportunity to get around by biking on this three-wheel tricycle.
Now, on this bike, is it built in such a way that you can use it in the forest paths of other countries?
Well, we've worked with different nationals and missionaries consulted in specific countries to see what we need to do to alter the bike so they can build it given the equipment they have, given the type of materials that are available, given their terrain. And for instance, in several countries, wheelbarrow wheels are available. I couldn't understand why wheelbarrow wheels were available. But they're available because everybody needs a wheelbarrow to do their agricultural duties. And so we have designed one of our bikes with wheelbarrow wheels because it can be accessed over in these countries. So, yes, we're working with different people from different countries to make the plan specific so that they can use them, use the designs, allow maybe the abled or those who have some disabilities to build the bikes, then help the economy, help the individuals, and be a platform of sharing Christ. So our whole purpose of our ministry is to mobilize God's work worldwide, and we're using bicycles and tricycles as our means of doing that.
Now, we've talked extensively about what you're able to do with bicycles and bicycle parts, but where do you get the raw equipment? Where do you get the bicycles and the parts?
Well, that's a great question, and it's been interesting over the year. We received several bikes from donors who listen to us on your show. We have received bicycles through people who've put on bicycle collections at churches. We received, I think, about 60, 59 or 60 from the Cook County Forest Preserve. We've received some from colleges and police pounds. So bikes have come in from all different kind of sources. Everybody, it seems everybody has a bicycle, two, three, four, five, hanging in their garage that they don't know what to do with. The other thing is we also rely on people's financial contributions to help us with purchasing parts, and we can get those parts through distributors. If we get bikes that aren't good, we can't use them, we'll cannibalize them for the parts, and then we can use them on other bikes. If we get bicycles that are really good bikes that have value to them, we will sell them and put that money back into our ministry funds.
So there are a variety of ways that you can use almost any bike, whether or not it's actually working?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How can our listeners be of assistance to His Wheels International?
We have several ways. Certainly we can always benefit from financial contributions, but beyond that, we have volunteers who help us do bike repairs. We have needs for administrative help. If someone can edit and produce a video, we have footage and we'd like to put it into a video form. We could use storage space. If someone has some warehouse space in the DuPage area that they're not using all of it, we would love to help them out with that and store some bikes there. We're looking for container space, containers that are going overseas, where there's maybe just a little bit of room left and they don't want to send it not completely full. We would love to put bikes on to serve nationals in other countries. So those are some of the ways. Next year we're hoping to buy 30 bicycles in Kenya. I hope to travel to Kenya to see Habil and his ministry, and we would love to be able to sponsor that program of being able to get to Kenya and also to purchase 30 bicycles while we're in the country.
If our listeners would like to either assist with getting bicycles over to you or storing them, repairing them, volunteering, contributing, tell us again how we can contact you.
Yes, my phone number for His Wheels is 630-510-1005. Again, 630-510-1005. Or our website is www.hiswheelsintl.org, hiswheelsintl.org. And our address is P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189.
If someone wants to drop off bikes, what procedure should they use?
Well, they can give me a call, and I will give them directions to our location here in Wheaton.
Do you have more than one location where you accept bikes?
It depends where they are, but pretty much it's in Wheaton, and we ask them to drop them off. That location is in the real close to Wheaton College.
So people can call for directions, and you would have someone there then to accept the bikes?
Yes.
We're talking today with Alice Tyson, founder and executive director of a fine ministry in Wheaton, Illinois, called His Wheels International. Alice, how would you summarize what His Wheels is doing, and what would your final thoughts for today be for our listeners?
Well, let me summarize it by a couple of quotes. We served a missionary couple from Brazil who was here, and they wrote us a letter. While in West Chicago area, we received many blessings, but the items that most excite me are the two bicycles you gave us. Having that back disc problem has limited my physical activity over the past 7 years, but bikes is something we can do together and relax at the same time. Blessings on you for your generosity and insight. And another 11-year-old who was helping us said, as he left for Japan, he said, I'll see you in 3 years. And his mother said, this is not just a bike ministry, but a great children's ministry too. May God continue to bless your ministry as he already has. And these blessings affirm how we at His Wheels International feel that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Wow. It sounds as if His Wheels International is blessing virtually everyone that is involved, whether they are volunteering, contributing, working with repair, or accepting a gift of a bicycle.
Yes, that's been the amazing thing, to see how this ministry is not just touching those that are the recipients, but it's touching all of us as givers in a way that that sends goosebumps up each of our spines.
Alice, does His Wheels International have any kind of newsletter our listeners could ask for?
Yes, we do. We have a brochure and a newsletter, and you can be put on that mailing list either by visiting our site and emailing your address to us at info@hiswheelsintl.org, or both of our summer and spring newsletter. We just started in the spring. Those are both on our website at our news page. You can also see other news articles. We've been in 13 newspaper publications in the last year, and a few of those are on our site. So you can find out some about us, see our three-wheel bike at our site, and get to know us a little bit better at our site.
So again, the address is www.hiswheelsinternational.org. That's hiswheelsintl.org, correct?
Yes.
We're visiting today with Alice Tyson, founder and executive director of His Wheels International, based in Wheaton. Alice, I want to thank you very much for sharing your ministry with us today, and I would invite all of our listeners to get acquainted with the ministry and help out if God is leading them in that direction.
I want to thank you, Virginia, for sharing your time, and I want to thank our listeners for sharing their time today.
And you'll invite them to pray for you even if they're not able to contribute.
Oh, yes. That's what makes the ministry is prayer.
Thank you again, Alice.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Bean.
You've been listening to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. The issues and opinions discussed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of this station. For Your Information can be heard every Saturday at 6:30 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. Tune in again next week for another broadcast of For Your Information.